Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is John Batchelor. Tonight on my show, I speak with George Friedman of Geopolitical Futures about the mystery of why Ukraine is not launching an attack with Russia in turmoil. I also speak with Hoover Institution's Michael Bernstein, my guide on the Russian economy, who identifies the fact that on Saturday and Sunday, the ATMs were open to lines of Russians, especially Muscovites, getting cash out as fast as possible for fear of a collapse of the economy. On Monday, the mayor of Moscow declared a holiday, and then he had to recant that momentarily to allow the bankers to attend to the long lines of people looking to get their money out. The matter was settled by then, Monday, but still people wanted cash in their pockets, rushing to the foreign exchange desk where the ruble on Saturday and Sunday momentarily went from 83 or 86 per dollar to 200 in a panic that could very well mean that the Russian economy is so fragile at this point, people will believe anything. Later on, I speak with Cleo Pascal. She's in Saipan in the Northern Marianas, reporting on the Oceania battle between the People's Republic of China, the United States, and its allies over all these territories, some of them part of the United States, some of them looking to the U.S. for defense, some of them independent. But in any event, the contest is about controlling pieces of Oceania in order to block or in buffer in some fashion the U.S. from getting supplies to the Philippines, to Japan, to Taiwan in the event of active conflict. Later on, I speak with Professor Peter Frankopan of Oxford University, whose book on the Silk Road was a smash hit less than 10 years ago. Right now, he's written about the Earth Transformed, which is a story of how civilization for the last several thousand years has dealt with the events in nature that we know as volcanoes, storms, droughts, floods. The Earth Transformed. It's the second part of my conversation with the professor. Also with my colleague Gordon Chang, we explore some of the mysteries of the People's Republic of China. First up is the question of how or why and when did China intervene in the Canadian general elections of 2019 and 2021? Also asking questions about Chinese nationals crossing at the border with Mexico, some of them linked to the PLA, the People's Liberation Army. Also asking questions that can't be answered easily about the Chinese economy and the yuan, the currency, sagging against the U.S. dollar. And then there's the matter of the lessons learned in Beijing from watching the fiasco in Russia. You will recall that more than a dozen years ago, Beijing panicked at the so-called Jasmine Revolution, the Arab Revolt of 2010-2011, banning the word jasmine, banning jasmine tea. The Beijing is very sensitive to upset in the world of dictatorships for obvious reasons. There's also a happy conversation with Simon Constable. He's in the south of France, anticipating good news in France, a recession in Germany, and King Charles is visiting Scotland, where Simon lived before France, and for the second coronation. The question is, will the Scots welcome him? The relationship between Whitehall, the Parliament, and Edinburgh, the home of Holyrood Palace, which is Holyrood House, which is the home of the Scottish Parliament, the relationship is not strong. So how will King Charles be greeted on July 5th? This is John Batchelor. Thank you for listening.